Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on Blog Talk Ministries, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We will be bringing this service to you tonight with our very own guest speaker, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Yay! Let the drums roll, brrr, and all of that, and the cymbals make their noise. So we will be presenting that man of God to you all on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she would pray with us and for us as we prepare to hear from the man of God. Minister Sheila, are you available and ready to pray?
Yes, and thank you. Lord Christ, Lord Jesus, God our Father, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for another day, Lord. I thank you for each and every person on this earth that you have blessed with another day. Throughout the world need to know and need to see and understand that if it was not for you, God, our Father, and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus, none of us would be here today. We would not be able to see another day. Some is here today, and yet some did not make it till today. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for blessing us for each and every day, for that you are the Father and the Son that gave us the love and the joy and the mercy of life for another day, because without you, we would not be here. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every ministry on this earth that you have blessed to have the knowledge and the know-how and the love and the understanding that you are the way of life. You are the only way of life. Lord, I need you to bless us all. Send your guardian angels down here to bless us to understand that you are the way, that you have the love and the mercy to bless us with the life. I need you to send your angels to let us understand that the hatred, these hate crimes, these misunderstanding, the wrongful doing people, it's not the right way to remove the devil demon from us, to understand that the wrong way is not the right way, to let them understand the dirt and the damage and the hatred that they do and they have among each other. It's not the right way. It's the love and the honesty and the mercy of love that is the good to help us through the day, to make it right. Lord, I ask you to bless all my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my sisters and brothers through the spiritual field and through my bloodline. Lord, I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. I ask you to bless and to help this government and the police force and all the people on earth to let us know that we are all one people. Just because we might have a different sex, a different color, a different religion, we are all still one. You made one people here, and that's for us to understand that through you, the life is much better, to remove the devil from us, to let us understand that we need to love and to help and to cherish each other through you and to understand you. Lord, I thank you to heal the sick. No matter what we're going through, our finance, our health, our family-wise, through our jobs, through whatever situation it is, Lord, we need to know and to learn and to understand and turn it over to you, to ask you about it, to help you, help us understand what to do and how to do it the right way and the only one way. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I ask you to bless each and every person on this earth. Not only me, want you to bless each and every man, woman, child on this earth and let them know that you are the way, that you are the reason we are here today. And I thank you and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. And I'm just excited about tonight's service. Man of God, are you on the line with us as of yet? Prophet Antoine, are you on the line? Well, while we're waiting.
Not yet.
For him. Okay, while we're waiting for the prophet to get on the line, we're just going to thank Apostle Elect for enlightening us and letting us know that he was not on the line yet. So I just want to say to everybody, thank you for your faithfulness to this ministry. Thank you for tuning in each and every Monday that we come on the air, and every Friday night and every Sunday morning. We thank you all for being faithful to us, because even the Word of God said, where one or two touch and agree, God will be in the midst. So we just want to thank you all for touching and agreeing with us, because we're waiting on God to expand this ministry. We're looking forward to Mile 3 territory being enlarged by God and God only. We're looking for God to do a miraculous thing with this ministry. And I thank God for Apostle Lex Cecilia that had the vision for this ministry, and yet she's still holding on, making sure this ministry is coming forth. She has not gotten tired or threw in her hands. I didn't say throw up. I said threw in her hands. She has not did that, and I thank God for that, because she has been faithful to God when he gave her this platform. And I know that Pastor T.D. Jake talks about how he was not discovered, as people will say. Nobody knew who he was for quite some time. But when God releases Dr. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, you all are going to know that this is not new to her. This is true to her. I'm asking God to answer some prayers that she has put up before him. I'm asking God to give her her heart's desire, because the laborer is worthy of it. It's hired. She's always been one to stand in the background and push people, encourage people, and just let them know to step up and step out. But I'm saying to her, I'm praying that God answer her prayer, because he said that if you acknowledge him openly, he's going to bless you openly. So she's not the one or the kind of person that acknowledged God as a secret, a father, as a secret Lord and Savior. As a secret, she acknowledges God openly everywhere and with anybody she talks to. She lets them know that not only is God her Savior, her provider, he's also her protector. And when you have a testimony like that, God is an awesome God. And that's what she says. She always says, I can't do nothing but trust God. And I'm asking God to let her next testimony be one that teaches us and tells us that God has no respect of person. He would do it for those that have big names, and he would do for those that only they family and a handful of people, as we will say, know them. But one thing we do know, that God is proud of her, because God provides for her and God protects her. So I'm going to take this time out right now to see if the man of God, Prophet Antoine, is on the line yet.
Not yet.
Okay, he's not on the line yet. But I'm just saying that if you all know Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, I'm asking you all to touch and agree with me to ask God to just bless her beyond her measure. When he opens up the window in heaven to pour her out a blessing, we're not asking him to open up a side window. We're not asking him to open up a back window. But if he does that, we're okay with that. But I'm asking God to open up that big picture window that takes over the whole front of the house or the institution or the front door, whatever it is and however he wants to do it, I'm asking God to do it. Because when I tell you this young lady has been a blessing, if I don't tell it for nobody else, I could tell it for myself, has been a blessing to me. We're not just prayer partners. We're not just BFF, but we are bloodline sisters, same mom, same dad. We come from the same bloodline. When I tell you that she has been a blessing to me, I can say that honestly. I can say that with an open heart, and I can say that with truth. She has been a blessing. There has not been one thing that if I said I needed it or I wanted it, if she was able to, she made a way to get that for me. I told you all before, when I was sick, she came from another state to take care of me. And I just thank God for her. And God would not let her deeds go unrewarded. So I'm going to call on what Apostle Sandra taught us many years ago. I'm going to say it for her, and I want you to touch and agree. God, whatever you have for her, money, blessings, and overwhelming blessings, I'm asking it to come forth. Let her be able to go and find the money in the fish's mouth. Let her be able to go and just let it rain down on her. Let her blessings be like a thunderstorm, a hurricane, a volcano. Let it just overflow. Let her overflow, flood her in blessings, God. Let it overtake her. And it may sound crazy or funny that I would say that, but I'm saying that because I know the ground that she is. I would like to say that, the ground that she is, because we all know that when you plant into good ground, you will reap a reward. This woman has poured the prophet some water. She has poured the apostle some water. She has poured water for the bishop. She has poured water for the pastor. She has poured water for the evangelist. She has poured water for the missionary. She has poured water just for even the saints, even some ain't. She has poured water for them. And we know that you cannot miss a blessing when you take care of God's people. So I'm just asking God to take care of her. If anybody had tuned into my program on Fridays, Let's Talk, I said the best story can be told about you is the one that somebody else tells. So I'm telling a story about her, not because she's a friend, Jess, not because she's my BFF, Jess, not because she's my sister, Jess, but because I know that it's good ground. She's not saved on Sundays. She's not saved on Monday. She's not saved on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. She's saved every day. So we have a saying in the world that says 24/7, 52/365. She's saved all those days. And even in the leap year, she continually stays saved. I just want you all to know that if you see her or you know her, you need to bless her. You need to put into the apostle-elect, you need to plant into that ground. Don't just throw seeds in your yard and look for the grass to grow. Don't just bury seeds in your garden and look for your harvest to come. I'm telling you, if you would just plant into her life. We know prayer work. We know that if nothing else we have, we know that prayer works. If you can't do anything but touch and agree with me and pray with me that God blesses her, whether they will overtake her, where she will be more than a conqueror, because what she's doing is to edify God. because right now we're talking on a Blog Talk Radio that she made possible in our lives. She has been faithful to myself, to my sisters. She has been faithful to our family. She is what we call the person of reason. If nobody else can get through to anybody, she can, because she's not going to lie to you. She's going to tell you the truth. Sometimes some people would wish she had a lie and been on their side, but she stays on the side of God, which means she stays on the side of righteousness. She's not going to play with you, and I mean she's not going to play like. She is a faithful woman of God. She's faithful to her family. And all I'm asking is that family and for her friends she's been faithful for. And two, please, if you can't do nothing, just pray and ask God to open up a window, because we do know that God will send them from the east, the west, the north, the south. He will send strangers to pour into and to put into your bosom. So if you want a blessing, I'm asking you to bless the woman of God. Pray and ask God how you could be a blessing. And don't just say, I don't know if there was God. You know when God is talking to you, whether you save or not. You know when God is talking to you. God tells you to bless her even the more. So if I could get the saints to say amen, whether you said out loud or you said down low, just say amen and ask God right now to touch your heart, to be a miracle, to be a blessing, and to be a person that follows instructions and directions. Because I'm telling you, if you do it, you will see some things opening up for you. All right, so let's just say amen on that. So I'm going to just check again if the man of God is on the line.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Well, what I'm going to do while we're sitting here waiting for the man of God, I'm going to text him and see if sometime he'd be at work, and we know that he goes through situations at work where sometimes he can't get to the line right away, because it seems like on Mondays the enemy of our soul gets busy. We know he has been busy all day today. Matter of fact, all week. He has been busy trying to stir up. He has been busy trying to cause a little confusion and disruption. But I know one thing, we could just call on the name of Jesus and just say, God, I trust you beyond myself. I trust you even with my unbelief. God, I just trust you. So if you just would join in with me, just trust in God. Just trust in God. Let's all just give God a praise right now. Let's just give him a praise before, because we know that God is able. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're an awesome God. You answer our prayers even when we don't even know what we're praying for. God, you answer our prayers. As I was talking to Apostle earlier today, God, she said that God may not always come when you need him, but when he comes, he's always on time. So we're just going to thank God for being on time. We're just going to thank God for being there with us, for us, and about us, and just keeping us in his heart, in his mind, in his hands. And I'm just saying, God, I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, God. You are an awesome God. You are the only God. You are the God that I trust, wait on, and believe in. God, I'm just not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. God, I'm just going to keep calling on you, keep waiting on you, and keep trusting in you. God, I thank you for being my Lord and Savior. I thank you for being my God. I thank you for being my Father. I thank you for being my host. I thank you for being the head of my life, the head of my household. God, I just thank you for just being here when I need you, here when I want you, here when I don't even ask you for nothing. God, I just thank you for being God. Because if can't nobody do it, God, we know that you can. If can't nobody do it, God, we know that you're able. You're able. You're able. You're able. You are a God of all things, God of Almighty. And we can't thank you enough, oh Lord. I don't care how many times we say thank you, it's never enough. I don't care if we spend all day, all night, if we go to sleep, if we wake up, if we go on vacation, if we come off vacation, if we go to work and come off work and we still be saying thank you all during that time, God, we can't thank you enough because we know that you are God and we know that you will make all things possible. God, give us the heart to receive any decisions you make according to our lives. And we know that whatever you say, God, like you said in the book of Genesis at the beginning, it was so, and it was good. We just thank you, God, because we know that it is so and that all your works are good. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she has anything she would like to share at this time, what she's asking God for and who she's praying for. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I say anything, I want to say, Prophet Antoine, are you here yet? Okay, thank you, thank you. Yes, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say, God, I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, I would not be here today. I want to thank you for restoring my eyesight. Thank you for restoring me and the health and the strength that you have given me. Lord, I just want to thank you in so many ways that I can understand. When the doctor man, as they say, send you home to tell you to make preparations, to get things in order, to fix or put things in a situation that you need. And all I can say is, Lord, you said no, not yet. To bless me and to keep me in my life that you have given me, and to love and to understand that you are the one and the only one. You are the head of my life. And as I say many, many times before, no matter what time of the day it is, what day of the week, or whatever it is, no matter what, I cannot thank you. I cannot thank you, and I cannot praise you enough. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, because I know if it wasn't be for you to bless me in this bloodline, to have the sisters and the families and the daughters and the sons and the family that you have blessed me with, the bloodline and the spiritual line, I would not be here today. But when I was down in my illness, no matter what the devil tried to make me convince that if I was with him more, I wouldn't be like this. I would be like that if it wasn't for God, because due to you, I am like this. If I continue to trust and believe and to follow these demon devils and the life that's out here, I would not be where I am today. I just want to say thank you. All right, up to you, Prophet. Thank you.
No worries. Forgive me. I'm somewhat running behind schedule tonight. Just obligations, but I thank the Lord tonight for being God and for all of his awesomeness and all of his mighty works and just the things that are happening in the kingdom of God and on our behalf. I'm just grateful for that. Again, please forgive me for being so tardy. This was on my mind today, and time slipped by me trying to make sure I got things done that I had to do for work and school. I'm now in school as well, so a lot going on as of right now. But we won't belabor the time. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor for your patience and for your many blessings and for your faithfulness. We are grateful for everything that you do, because we are never worthy of what you do, Father, but you still count us worthy. You're still concerned about our well-being. you were concerned about what you've already said about us. And for that, we give you honor. For that, we give you glory. It is our prayer that you're pleased with everything that we say and everything that we do. Father, that you get the glory out of our lives in every aspect that we may be available to you. And Father, we ask you that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I won't hold you over, but just the past couple of days, Lord, as we got ready for just thinking about what we would share tonight and things that the Lord had put on our heart, and it seemed to be somewhat very, how can I say it, a very emphatic word about the responsibility of my change. And I just kept hearing it, and it kept coming up in one conversation or another, or one situation or another. And I felt so led to just share that tonight with Blog Talk, and maybe log in on the Facebook in a few seconds or so as well to do a live. It's been a while since we've been able to do so. So we're going to log on and just share this with everyone that we can. And thanks to everyone who's been praying for Michelle. She's making a very speedy recovery. She's doing great. Back to getting on everybody's nerves again and everything. She's doing awesome. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for what God is doing even on her behalf, and just for our family in its entirety. I just was sharing with we have a family text, and I just felt led to share with them that this was our season of increase, and that God was getting ready just to expand our boundaries in so many different ways, and I'm excited about that. Just some things God is doing within our children and within our family. And God is he's an awesome God. He's such an awesome God, and I'm excited about that. What God is doing for us and through us. Amen. Well, real quick, I want to go to the Word of God, and I want to share some things tonight. The Lord was sharing with me. He said that sometimes we have to understand that there are things that go on in our lives that we have to make sure that we discipline ourselves in. We have to make sure that when we're asking God for certain things, that we find ourselves in the position to receive those things. Because sometimes we want to receive the blessing of the Lord, and we want to be blessed, and we want to be used by God. And God is saying within that, make sure that you are following discipline. Make sure that you're not just simply asking me to do something for you that you do not deserve. And so the Lord really impressed upon me these past couple of days. He said, remind the people that there is a responsibility to my word. It's not something that we use. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes they try to use prayer and fasting as a magic potion. Well, I know if I fast, then I'm going to get this. Or I know if I go to church and praise God, that God's going to do this. And God is saying, hey, make sure that you honor my precepts. Make sure that you honor my precepts. And sometimes we don't honor the precepts of God. And we're looking for God to bless us and to do phenomenal things. And God is saying, you haven't followed the instructions yet. You have not took the time to make sure that the words that I've shared with you are being followed. And sometimes we got to be careful, because it's easy for us to say, oh, I'm doing what the Lord is saying do, because no one's monitoring that. There is no specific accountability to what God is specifically said to you. And so it's easy to fall back in it. And we're on Facebook Live, and we're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And just the Lord began to share with me that we sometimes don't take the time to make sure that we write the vision. That's why when you said write the vision and make it plain, it was not just to remind yourself of what you're trying to do, but it was also to make sure that you keep yourself accountable to what you should be doing concerning that word. And sometimes we want the word to come forth, and we want God to do what he said that he would do, but we have to make sure that we are doing what God has required for us to do. And sometimes in the hustle, in the bustle of a word, hey, cousin, we get excited about the word that God shared with you, Pastor Walker from New Jersey. Bless you, man of God. We get excited about the word that God shared with us, but then we shun the discipline of that word. Every word that you receive, whether it be a word of prophecy, whether it be a word of revelation, whether it be a word of knowledge, whether it be the preached word of God or word of encouragement, it comes with responsibility. It comes with responsibility. If you, if a man or woman of God came up to you and prophesied that you were going to get a husband or a wife, then that means your responsibility as a wife is to be found. And as a husband, your responsibility of that word is to make sure that you are in a position to be able to look. Because sometimes you are looking for a wife, but you are not in a position to be looking. Hey, Janelle, sometimes we think we are in a position because we want it. And unfortunately, sometimes wanting is not good enough. Sometimes you have to be in a position to be able to receive. Just because you want it does not mean you need to receive it. Just because you want it does not mean that you're able to obtain that very set thing. And then that requires discipline. Because some things that God, that we've asked God for, he has not given us because he knows if I give it to you, you are going to squander it away. Many of us have asked God to increase our finances and to bless our finances. And God is saying, I can't trust you with what you got. What kind of unwise God would he be to bless you with $1 million and you won't tithe off the $1,000 that you have? You won't rightly divide that money or pay your bills. You really have to get real deep and spiritual. You won't pay the bills that you can pay with the money that you have as of right now. And we need to ask God for discipline. But we're asking God, go give me a house and give me a car and I want this and I want that. And how seldom are we asking God, God, I need discipline in my life. I need discipline. Because when I get done asking you for the things that I'm asking you for, can I maintain those things? And we don't like to talk about discipline in the church. We want to fast and pray. But for some of us, fasting and praying isn't discipline. Because most of the time we don't eat breakfast no way. So for you to fast until 4 o'clock may not be discipline for you because most of the time you don't eat till it's lunchtime at work for you or when you get off work anyway. So where is the sacrifice in that? And sometimes the discipline of God's word is just as simple as you saying, I'm not going to do that. Or even if you find yourself in the midst of doing it, you stop yourself from doing it. My mother would testify about how, you know, she was just always lying, just lying for no reason, just get up, just tell a lie, just wasn't even no reason, wasn't no benefit in her telling a lie, but no, she just would get up and just tell a lie. And she testified about how she kept asking God to deliver her from lying. And she came up to a sister at the church that we grew up in, Mission Way Church of God in Christ, and she there and said something to a sister there, and I believe it was Sister Hubert, Sister Mildred Hubert. And Mama said something to her, and the Lord told her, you know, to tell her, I just lied. Mama said, she stopped talking to the woman of God, so I said, you know what, I just told you a lie. and the embarrassment of having to say that was the breaking. Hear what I'm saying to you. It didn't deliver her. She wasn't completely delivered from lying. It was the breaking of that thing. And for some of us, the discipline, hey, Camille, sometimes the discipline of what we need to do happens with a breaking. We're looking to do one simple action, everything's going to change. Hey, Carly. We're looking for one simple action, it's going to break everything, going to change everything. Oh, I'm delivered, I don't do that no more. And sometimes it's a consistency, it's a consistency of discipline that will break the back of the enemy concerning what you're doing. Many of us, tell the truth, most of the stuff that you need to be delivered from, you've been doing for years. And I mean years. And I'm not saying that God cannot deliver you in one action. I'm saying to you, for most of us, most of the time, God is requiring discipline in that area. You've been smoking for 17, 18 years, and all of a sudden you just want to quit in one day. Once again, I'm not saying that God cannot do it. I'm saying for many of us, it requires discipline. It requires discipline. There are times when I was getting ready to do something and the Lord told me to stop me right there, and I would make up all kind of excuses. Oh, it ain't that bad. Or I had to turn right back around. I don't have any quarrels with telling anybody about my struggles. Hey, Nikki. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was a struggle in my flesh before I got married, even after I got married. And so there was a particular young lady that I was dealing with prior to getting married, and I was making an excuse to drive past a certain street because I knew that's where she lived or where she would be at. And so, I get that, that's when you get that, hey, big head call. And then it would go from, I'm just going to stop by, see what she was up to. And then it would go from, I'm just seeing what you up to. So eventually we ended up having sex or doing something. Whatever the case might be. It was usually sex. And so then when I wanted my soul delivered from that soul tie, the Spirit of God would say to me, don't drive down that street. And I'll mind you, where I was going, usually when I would drive down that street, it was a quicker way. Because usually I was on my way to somewhere on the south side of Chicago, maybe somewhere around the south side of Western or California, and going down a particular street, going down Sacramento and crossing over to California and cutting down was the quickest way that I could take it to that way. But I also knew where she stayed in. So the Holy Ghost told me, stop going down that street. Stop turning down that street. I don't care about how fast it is for you. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm running late, and I can't be late to where I got to go, and I got to be on time. No, leave earlier. Don't go down the street. Be late. Take the consequence. I had to take the consequence of being late to where I had to be at. It was a gig. I had a gig on the south side. I had a couple of gigs on the south side. So I had to take the consequence of being late and the pastor being upset with me. In order for me to change, to break the back of that thing, I had to, that's it, Trisha. I had to take a new route. See, discipline, deliverance is not always going to happen because you said you went out to the altar and the pastor laid hands on you and you cried. And things I used to do, I don't do no more. Even in your confession requires discipline. Your confession requires discipline. And sometimes it's an easy, lazy Christendom that causes us to want to just go down to the altar, the pastor lay hands on us, and our lives are changed. Or we decide we don't want to eat till 4 o'clock for 3 or 4 days, and then that's the key to it. And it may not happen like that. To be honest with you, most of the time, it's not going to happen like that. Fasting and praying is about you crucifying your flesh. But if you crucify your flesh and then go back to your flesh,
with the defibrillator to raise it back up, what good was it for you to sacrifice and crucify your flesh? Because we'll crucify our flesh on Monday and Tuesday, but then Wednesday we'll go back and revive it. And it's easy to revive it simply because we don't continue that discipline. And most of the time, the discipline of your deliverance is going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And you'll know you're truly delivered when even the possibility of that thing doesn't make you move one way or another. There are things that happen. The Lord shared with me. I'll tell you something else. The Lord shared with me even one time about how certain things not to joke about. Because when you walk away, Queen, what I had to learn, when you walk away and you go back, that thing comes back stronger. The Bible talks about it coming back 7 times stronger. And then the guilt of I was trying to be better and I went back. Sometimes the guilt of that thing is dangerous. And if you're not careful, it'll cause you to become complacent in an Egypt-like place. And before you know it, you have crossed your legs in Egypt. You have gotten comfortable in that thing. And many of us, now I'm going to be real, y'all, don't be mad at me, but many of us, especially as African Americans, we don't practice discipline. We want to fly off the seat of our pants and want the spirit to do everything. And then we allow our flesh to run rampant while our spirit is being blessed. That's why it's good to have people that you can be accountable to. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what is in thy heart, whether you keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, verse number 3, suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, thou which knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that the might may make thee, that no man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell for these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord God chastened thee. So here it is, the Spirit of God is speaking to the children of Israelites, telling them to remember where I brought you from. Remember, it's not just by this, or it's not just by that. You got to take, my mom used to tell me, always remind me all the time, she said, Antoine, make sure you eat the whole roll. Eat the whole roll. And sometimes we just want to be excited in the house of God and we want to be emotionally thrilled. But when that emotion is done, where is the discipline of your deliverance? Where is the part that says that you open up your mouth and you open up your mouth and you declare, I will not go back here anymore. I don't care. Thank you, Lord. I don't care. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what I've got to do, who I've got to lose, who I've got to cut off, who I have to make uncomfortable. I will not go back this way again. And sometimes you have to understand there are going to be some things that you have to let go in order to be delivered. My pastor talked about Wednesday, and I didn't plan on sharing this, but it's apropos right here. He began to talk about remorse when it comes to things that we do, And many of us can't get delivered because we have no remorse of our sin. We feel guilty, but we have no remorse. And because you have no remorse, you'll go back and do it again. Pastor Tate, that's what Pastor Ty talked about. Pastor Tate, in reference to that, talked about people who go before people who are in jail who have no remorse for what they do. And as she was saying that, the Lord reminded me, sometimes we'll become, you know, that person who's in jail will come before a parole board based on the crime they did. And then that parole board wants to see if you have any remorse about the crime that you did. And if they feel like that you do not have any remorse towards the crime that you did, they will deny your parole. God, I'm going somewhere with this. Help me, Holy Ghost. And many of us, because we have no remorse for the crime that we did towards the Lord, because we crucify him afresh. Every time you do something you have no business doing, you put him back on that cross. Bless you, Prophet Rockamore. Bless you, Overseer Coleman. Bless you, Apostle Cecilia. Every time you go back through that, you crucify him afresh. Pastor Rockamore, I did not forget about you. Don't. I just thought about that as well. I didn't forget about you, man of God. We crucify him afresh, and because we have no remorse, you will commit that crime again. And guess what? Let me take you one step further. Many times they deny parole because they feel like you are still a danger to society. And as long as you have no remorse about the sin that you portrayed, you are now a danger to society. Whether it be fornication, lying, adultery, lesbianism, homosexuality, whatever sin you want to put on there, if you have no remorse concerning that sin, you are a danger to society. And you will commit that sin again. And many of us, we've had our parole denied in the Holy Ghost because you have no remorse about the thing that you did, the thing that caused hurt, the thing that caused disappointment to the Lord, and the thing that caused him to be crucified all over again. And we don't talk about these kind of things in church because we want to have a quick fix in our lives. And if you tell the truth, if you don't mind being real on this live or on this blog talk, which however you've been into it, be it the internet or if you're on the actual phone line blog talk, if you're on this Facebook live, many of the things that you got delivered from required you to buckle down and get disciplined about what you were trying to do. It requires, I definitely will, Drew, it requires that you shut some things down. It requires that you remind you. Sometimes you got to remind yourself every day, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going here. I'm a new person. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's the old man. I will not go there anymore. I will not do that anymore. One of the things that my wife does, and I love that she does it, and we try to do it around the house, is that when things are changing and she's asked for something, she puts it on there. She puts it on a mirror. She puts it on the side of her bed. She puts it on her phone. And sometimes you got to remind yourself, hey, I'm not going to disrespect anybody. I'm going to watch my tongue. I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be long-suffering. I'm going to portray Christendom. I'm going to give my tithes. I'm going to make sure before I even get any, before I even buy anything, as soon as that direct deposit hits, I'm going to immediately give my tithes to the Lord, whatever the case might be. And it requires that you discipline yourself. The Bible says to work out your own soul's salvation. Notice that he did not say the Spirit will work out your salvation, that Jesus will work out your salvation, that God was going to work out your salvation. He said work out your own soul's salvation. It means it's up to you to work out how you remain saved, how you stay saved, how you become closer to him. He said, behold, I set before you life and death. Now choose life. In other words, you have the choice to choose death. But I'm giving you the option to choose life. Because our deliverance is going to require proof. If your faith cannot be tested, it cannot be proven. In order for something to be proven, it requires a test by experiment or by standard to establish the truth of by argument or evidence to show to be correct, to show to be valid, to show to be genuine, to turn out, especially after trials or a test. And many times our deliverance has not been tested or proven. We say we've been delivered. We say we're going to be free. We say we want this from God. I don't want to just harp on deliverance, but even our blessings require discipline. The things that we ask God for, whether it be deliverance, blessings, long-suffering, insight, wisdom, anointing, it requires discipline. It requires discipline. There has to be discipline to our salvation. Yes, yes, missionary handy. There was a treasure, woman of God posted, there was a treasure to be desired and an oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. When you go out there and you do things that you should not be doing that are contrary to the word of God, you are spending your oil. You are spending your oil. To say something is proven means it's been ascertained. It can be upheld. It can be demonstrated. It can establish. It can be shown. The word proven is a verb. It's an action word. And then how can we lead and how can we be fishers of men and we are leading someone to Christ and we can't tell them how we got there. We can't validify how we got to where we're telling them to come to. We've lost our power of a witness because we can't prove anything. We look just like everybody else. We sound just like everybody else. We did baptismal the first Monday of this month at Live Church. And Pastor began to share that water baptism is not a prove-all or it doesn't make you any more saved or anything else, but it is an outward show, okay? And sometimes you need to be seen delivered, not just talking. It needs to be shown. Somebody has to know, hey, I remember you. You used to do this, and I remember you used to do that, and I don't see that no more. I don't hear that anymore. And sometimes people tend to take you back to where you came from because it makes them comfortable. I'm almost done, y'all. I'm not going to be on here long. If you notice, a lot of times when you see somebody you haven't seen in a while, the first thing they do is go down memory lane. And they go down memory lane because that's what makes them comfortable with you. An old place, an old attitude, an old action, an old desire, an old man. We have to be careful that we don't fall back to an old man because it's comfortable. Y'all, I gotta go. Verse number 11 says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. He takes the time to warn them, to remember where he brought them from. Now, like you're saying, prophet, how does God reminding the Israelites where they come from have to do with discipline? because sometimes we forget what it took to get here. And so then we relax in what we're doing. Hey, Toya. And we get complacent. One of the biggest dangers in your life is your complacency. The very minute you get too comfortable, you are in the biggest danger of your life. The biggest danger of your life. And beloved, don't be afraid to go against what you know to get what you do not have. Oh, man, I'm talking good to myself. Sometimes we are trying to be delivered and we're trying to become better and we're trying to get stronger and wiser by doing the same thing that we've been doing. And I know we hear the saying all the time, in order to get something that you do not have, you got to do something you've never done. But sometimes in order to get something that you've never had, you got to let go of something you haven't already had. I'm talking good to myself. Did you hear that one? My wife is probably my amen corner over here. And sometimes we are afraid to let go of places of comfort because we can trust it. And that's what the problem with the Israelites was, is that they had gotten used, oh my God, help me today. They had gotten used to Israel. You got to be careful when bondage becomes a norm for you. You've got to be absolutely careful when your place of depression and lowness and beneath what God has said for you becomes a place of comfort for you. And they were afraid to go get something new because it required them to trust God in an area they could not track him. I'm going to say it for you again, y'all. You know I've been saying it for quite a few weeks. You have to learn how to trust him when you cannot track him. When you don't know what he's up to, or you don't know what the next step is, or you do not know what your next step is or what you're going to do or what tomorrow holds. But all I know is that this is what God told me to do right now. I'm going to do this. Let it fall where it may. And the biggest thing with the Israelites was not because of Moses. Because that's the thing. They wanted to blame Moses for their lack of trust in God. And we got that. We'll still do it. The same issue today. We'll blame the pastor. We'll blame the praise team for why worship wasn't good. You're a worshiper. You can set the atmosphere from your seat. We'll blame the pastor because he didn't tune up or I didn't like the word. But where's your fuel on the fire? We'll blame the white man for why we don't have a job. We'll blame loose women for why we can't find a husband. We'll blame loose women for why we can't find a wife. But they weren't trusting him. He tells them to remember what I've done for you in these past 40 years. And if I have brought you this far, that means the instruction that I'm giving you now will not fail you. God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. And sometimes we forget where God has brought us from and what he's brought us through. And then when God gives us new instruction to receive a new thing, we start doubting or we get fearful or we fall back. And God is saying, remember when you asked me to do the last thing and I brought you out. Remember when you had the last struggle, and, thank you, Lord, and I delivered you. Remember when you had the last sickness and I healed you. If you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all of these things shall be added unto you. Sometimes the discipline of my breakthrough simply is about remembering what he's already done for me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have to remember that he's never failed me before. And if I credit, hallelujah, if I check his credit, he's never lost a case. Hallelujah. We've got to remember that, that God has never let us down before. It doesn't matter how hard it seems right now or what the obstacles are right now or what the naysayers say now or even your ability. I'm finna go. I'm about to go. I got to go, y'all. I really got to go. I really got to go. The Lord shared some things with me a couple of weeks ago when Jeremiah said to the Lord, I am but a child. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, say not that I am a child. In other words, God was telling Jeremiah, I didn't ask you to rehearse to me your deficiency. I just want you to do what I told you to do. And sometimes we're so busy trying to remind God about us, what he already knows, that it causes us to not obey him. God knows what your struggle is. He knows what the situation is. He knows your shortcomings. He knows you have an issue. He knows what you've done. He knows that you're having a battle. But he says, look, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's not just the 10. My commandment was stop eating that food. My commandment was pray at 5 o'clock. My commandment was read your Bible every day. My commandment was get on the prayer line. My commandment was be on time for church. My commandment was pay your bills. My commandment was stop being mean to your wife. My commandment was stop being mean to your husband. My commandment was love on somebody. My commandment was stop wearing that. Stop doing that. Stop going there. That's what his commandment was. And if you love him, keep his commandments. Hallelujah. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. In other words, what you said to me, hallelujah, what you said to me, I hid it here so I won't mess up. I hid it here in the event that I feel the enemy tugging me away. I'll go the opposite way. Hallelujah. When I want to do good and evil is always present, your word reminds me, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, that if I obey you, you've got my back. Hallelujah. Stick to the plan. I got you, Sister Minister Kaiser. The word tonight, if I got to put a title on this, stick to the plan. Stick to the plan. Stop maneuvering. Stop conniving. Stop shortcoming. Stop trying to help God out. Stick to the plan. God told you you're going to be blessed if you do this, if you do that. Stick to the plan. Many times we're so busy trying to help God out and trying to help fast track him. And we're gonna do this, and I know if I do this, God going to do this. But he didn't tell you to do that. Stick to the plan. Sometimes the discipline of your deliverance is simply not doing anything. The Lord has been pressing upon me, shut your mouth and do it. Stop talking. Stop looking for, my God. Stop looking for an amen. Stop looking for encouragement. Stop looking for agreement. Stop looking for a pat on the back. Listen, shut your mouth and do what I told you to do. Sometimes we want a group of people to encourage us or to be on our team about what we're trying to do. And sometimes the biggest discipline for most of us is to keep your mouth shut. Stop trying to explain. Stop trying to convince. Stop trying to get an amen. You just want to explain your part. You just want to say what you feel. It's not necessary for you to share your emotions at all times. Oh, I'm going to mess up. I'm about to lose about all 10 of these folks I got on Facebook Live right now. Stop always feeling the need to share your emotion or to share what you think, to share what you feel, or to give your part. The Bible said to study to be quiet. Study to be quiet. In other words, closing your mouth on purpose, learning how to be quiet, to take things in order to respond productively. And sometimes the biggest battle for us to do is to close our mouths, even to your best friend, even to your trusted sources. the biggest fight for us is to close our mouths and trust God. Close your mouth and follow instruction. Close your mouth. Stop being emotional. Close your mouth. Stop looking for agreement. Close your mouth. Stop looking for somebody to agree with what God told you. Listen, I really got to go. Let me tell y'all something, okay? Let me tell y'all something. Stop looking for agreement from people who God did not ask permission to about your life. We got a really bad habit of looking for someone to agree with what God said about us. And then when they don't agree, we got a problem. You know, in the church, we say a lot, you can't tell everybody what you're doing. And you can't. But it's not because of them. Stop giving them that power. It's not because of them. It's really because of you. You can't tell everybody what you're doing because the truth of the matter is you're not ready for their response. Because when you say, open up your mouth, say, hey, I'm going to go to school, and they got something contradictory to say to that, then you fall back. Or when they say something to you that contradicts where you're trying to go, you allow that to make you feel some type of way. And now the exuberance and the ambition that you once had has now been hampered by somebody that's not Jesus. And now you have caused yourself to move slowly and possibly in a place of disobedience and rebellion and procrastination because of what some human who cannot do for themselves has said to you. The best deliverance that you're going to have in your life is to be delivered from people. I sound like Sandra right now, don't I? The best deliverance you're going to have in your whole entire life is to be delivered from people. Delivered from what people think, what they feel, and what they're going to say about your future and your promise and your word. All right? I'm signing off. I'm done. I promise you, I'm done. I said it 3 times. Listen to me. If you're going to get what God has for you, ask God, Lord, give me discipline concerning your word. Give me discipline concerning my future and my promise. Don't just get excited about the word, but get determined about the discipline. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low. I love you to life.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for the word on tonight. Thank you for confirmation on tonight. Thank you for the boldness with just doing what God said to do and saying it the way God told you to say it. Just stick to the plan. That's going to be the name of this program. Stick to the plan. Thank you, man of God. You have encouraged me, enlightened me, and gave me instructions. I thank you for that. I'm asking Apostle Cecilia Kaiser to please open up the lines for any and all comments.
The lines are open.
The lines are open. Please speak and don't hesitate.
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. I just want to say thank you for the reminder about self-discipline. Oh, my goodness. It's especially sometimes as leaders and supervisors and parents, and just can go on and on and on. We're quick on the discipline of the children and me and my house, and just I can just go on and on, but self-discipline. My. Thank you for the reminder about self-discipline in so many areas of our lives. And this is a message where I can definitely stand before the mirror and say, me first, Lord, me first. Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle Alexis Kaiser, for those words. Anyone else? The lines are open.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophet Antoine, for them words, because it's so much needed, so much needed to hear, and it's so real. And all I need to say is thank you, and I thank you, because you really hit it where it needed to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Is there anyone else who would like to share with the man of God on tonight? Well, we want to just thank everyone for tuning in, Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. We would like to say we will be back here on Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to ask the man of God before we go into our final final mentions of what we have going on with Blog Talk. I'm going to ask the man of God to pray with us and for us, and if he have any cheap plugs right now.
No, ma'am, not again. Once again, we're not scheduled in any specific places right now until the October. We'll be in West Virginia with Prophet B.K. Thompson. So just look forward to those in the Virginia area. Please plan to be with us. If you know somebody in the West Virginia area, let them know that we're coming to town and to do what the Lord has sanctioned for us to do. And I'm looking for God to just blow our minds, not just their minds, but our minds, mine as well, even in as a being the main speaker. I'm asking God to do something for me as well while we're there. But Father God, we just give you praise and we give you honor tonight, God, because your word is true. And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because it's your faithfulness that causes and wants us to be disciplined in what you've given us and what you would say to us and how you would have us to walk, Lord. And Lord, cause that discipline to grow and to become stronger with each every given second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and year and decade of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we want to be A-level Christians, and we want to make sure that you're pleased with our praise and that you're honored with our lives. We want our lives to be a worship to you, Lord Jesus. Get the glory out of everything that we say and everything that we do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you and we give you glory and we give you praise. And Father, I pray that every word that has been shared tonight, thank you, Lord, will come back in our memories, come back in our hearts, come back in our minds, and will echo so loud that we can have divine discipline by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We would like to say again, the word on tonight was awesome word. It was a word filled with fire. It was a word that was edifying to the body. So we want to say thank you again, Prophet Antoine Thomas, for allowing God to use you on Blog Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. And we thank you for being bold to be going on Facebook to even pronounce, announce, and introduce the word to those that don't know. We would like to say to the people that's listening, don't forget, every Sunday in the month of the 12 months of the year, we're here with this ministry, different speakers on 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here every Friday night where I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser on Let's Talk Ministries from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday mornings with Let's Talk Ministries also, we have Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, which will be at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until that time, don't forget that we are always excited to bring the word to you. We are always excited for you to tune in, whether we are on Facebook and or Blog Talk. You can always follow our postings on Prophet Antoine Thomas page, Pastor Troy, the servant Troy Thomas page, Sylvia Kaiser Facebook page, Yes, Lord Cecilia Kaiser Facebook page, and Sheila Kaiser Facebook page. We are always but putting on there what Blog Talk Ministry is doing. So just keep up with us, please. And whatever you do, don't forget we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33, which says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Don't forget to follow the instructions on tonight that the man of God put forth and do what God told you to do, and it will be brought to pass. Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.